Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So this wasn't planned. And I think that's the beauty of this is that we just hopped off another episode. We have to record our episode and two birds, one stone. Emily and I have a big planning meeting coming up in 2 days. We're talking about our entire 2020, which feels a little bit crazy. Like we're entering a new decade and we're entering our fifth year in business. And so like, what?
No, I mean, a little bit of pressure.
So,
well, especially because you just recently told me that fifth year business stat.
Oh, Lord. The amount of businesses that do not survive 5 years is disgusting. And I don't want to become a statistic. Well, I mean, I would prefer to become a good statistic because I love statistics. Y'all know this. Y'all know I love numbers. But we're going to use this time to talk out loud like we were having a normal meeting with each other. What are some of the topics we're hoping to bring up, maybe talk about and plan, and will be discussed in our 2020 planning meeting? So what's on your mind?
I didn't even write any.
Well, but like, I know you have stuff in your mind.
Well, the freshest thing that's on my mind is specifically because we just wrapped up a really, really good interview. I do want to talk about our team and ways that we can better like everyone's role our company, existing and future.
No, I think it's important that we relook at the organization we originally discussed because when we went through Traction, what was it? A year ago? Year and a half ago?
Oh my God.
I don't know. A long time ago.
Yesterday.
we made some significant shifts in how we were growing our team and probably ultimately grew faster than we should have on the team side.
Hired faster. Because we did not grow.
Correct. our growth stayed the same. And I think part of that was because we were hiring for potentially the wrong positions. And I don't necessarily think anyone who's currently on our team needs to go. It's just a matter of adjusting and figuring out, can anyone we currently have do other things or are we also looking for other positions?
Right.
I know for me, like one of the things that's top of mind in that kind of area is how are we continuing to enhance community management? Because I think as our audience grows on all these platforms, you and I can't be there for all of them all the time. And so like, how can we continue to have that be like high level, engaging, exciting, fun for our students, but also for people who haven't necessarily bought yet, but like this is maybe their first time interacting with a community of ours.
Yeah. I think I want to talk about also, I want to talk about our content. And so like what free things are people getting from us that are super fucking valuable and fun for them to do within their business. So not just webinars and not just podcasts, because that's about what we have now. We obviously have our blog archive, but nothing's new anymore. And I don't necessarily want to get back into blogging, but like what is the free fun thing that we can be doing either on the regular or a couple times a year? Like, are we readdressing summits? Are we going to do another challenge? Are like, what's the new fresh thing that's going to get people to take action on, you know, a quick win?
For sure. I definitely think that's important. I think along those lines, needing to readdress opt-ins and where our current lead magnets are at. I know we had planned on this year addressing some of our optimization on our website, and that just got put on the back burner. And I still think it's important because we have a lot of this stuff already exists, but like people don't necessarily know it exists. Like, for instance, that, what was that? A 7-day challenge that we unearthed.
7 steps to starting your creative business. It's an opt-in. It's on our website. It correlates with a blog. And then we have the 7 steps in like an email funnel. It's not connected.
No, we're working on that.
Big old hole. We're working on it. So stuff like that. Making the connections connect, but also brainstorming, like, what are we promoting? What are we talking about? And not just like launching, but like literally, I think that I was reading back through it because someone brought it up and I was like, this is so good. So good. So like, we have so much content that's so valuable that I think with just like a little bit of attention and strategy can be brought back to life.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and along those lines, how are we working with partners alongside of that? Because typically when we offer free, whether that be challenges, summits, stuff on the podcast or whatever, to sustain that as a business model, it either has to be immediately followed by a launch or have some sort of income component to it. Because at this point, we don't necessarily have the luxury of like having the free time to always do some of these bigger things that we've done in the past. Unless there's an income component, which we have a meeting in 2 hours about what we want to do in regards to affiliates and sponsorships next year. And I'm not totally sure where that's going to go, because it's interesting because it was something that wasn't really, it was a small portion of our business, maybe 5 to 8%. But this year it was like a quarter of our revenue.
Yeah. I also want to be talking about, I think this is just like a tone of every conversation we have, that I want us to be reminded that whatever we say yes to, I want it to be fun and easy. Not that it's not going to be like strategic and we have to figure stuff out. I'm not afraid of working, but I want it to just feel fluid. And I want to still have the flexibility in our life and business to, you know, not work Mondays still and take December off and have even more Fridays off. And so just like introducing more play in work.
Well, I think to get there, that just circles back for me, like how important having the right people doing the right things in the business. And I know you and I, our roles have shifted over time, and I still, as much as I'm technically doing a lot of the operational side, team management is not my thing. Like I'm okay having or leading a meeting once a week or something, but I can't necessarily be in the weeds all the time. And I know we have someone in place to kind of help with that, but I don't know.
I also want to address, oh my God, it was on the tip of my tongue. Like if we're going to be joining a mastermind this year, like as in 2020, I know a lot of applications are happening right now. And so it might quite literally not happen in 2020, but like, what are we doing with that? How are we still learning? How are we still growing? How are we connecting with peers and with mentors who we like learning from and respect and get a lot from? Like, what could that look like?
Yeah, for sure. I am definitely looking at what's out there, and I haven't necessarily dived too much into anything because I just didn't even know if it was something we could do or want to do. I definitely think it's something we should explore. But like, you're so right. Some of them, they open in a couple of days.
Well, a lot are already closed. Some are open right now and close in a couple of days, because I think they're all wanting to know before December, like what their lineup looks like. But, and I also know we need to talk about on Friday, like what we're doing for our people. Like, is there, not that there's anything new creating wise, but like of what we have, are we just launching stuff in a different way? Are we packaging stuff up in a little bit different way? What's happening in January? Like, what are we doing?
No, for sure. I think that's going to be important as we kind of move forward and grow and see where it goes. I have some ideas for January that I think could tie into either Goal Crusher Club or Strategy Academy. And I don't know which one makes more sense at this point. I also think like talking about of our current products, like what's our vision for them over the next 12 months? And like, how are we supporting them? Also, that secret side project that's been in the works all year that hasn't launched yet. We'll need to talk about that.
The secret side project
that Tara's helping with.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What the fuck is happening with that?
I mean, it's almost ready. So like,
I know
it could be ready anytime, which could be awesome for the people listening, or I don't know. We'll just have to see. So like, I think what probably is the most, not frustrating is the wrong word, overwhelming about next year is that I think we have to make a decision. Do we want to, for the first time ever, intentionally decide to not grow the business? Like to keep the
I know my answer.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's an interesting model because so you and I are both challenged. We like to challenge ourselves and like we like competition and we thrive in that, but also
competition like within ourselves and each other and our past goals. Yeah. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm not like, go beat.
I don't fucking play softball. Don't ask me to be on your kickball team.
That doesn't light you up, Emily. I do like a little bit of that. But I think deep down, I'm really comfortable.
I'll bring the capris on.
I'm really comfortable. And there's a lot happening personally that would mean next year would need to be chill.
Yeah. I'm interested in growing profits. That's what I want to focus on.
Growing profit, but not necessarily increasing revenue.
Our year-end revenue can be the same.
For sure.
100%.
Do you hear that, guys? That's crazy.
It's a lot.
I don't know. What else? I still think hopefully we'll have that secondary meeting with a person this week from based on Abby's suggestion. But I do want to definitely address, because this is 100% focused on profit, you know, is customer retention, reduction in refunds, which that has really been mostly taken care of. So I'm feeling good there. Retention could be better on some things. And then the failed payments thing and like how we're capturing and bringing those back, whether that's in-house or not.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of like, I think that ties into maintenance, right? Like the blog, making sure everything's connected and automations and this, that, or the other. I think there's a lot of like, and I think that's a perfect Q1 focus because Q1 is a dumpster fire generally. And so what can we do to set up for January to go really well? Because I do believe that can happen. And then like February, March, be like, all right, links, let's fix them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much we can put it on autopilot with like how the current test is going, because at this point we've just reached about 30 days of having our biggest funnel back on, and it was off for like
most of the year,
like 4 or 5 months, like most of the year, and maybe even more than that. I don't actually want to know because it might hurt my heart a little bit. But it's going really, really well. And I'll be curious to see how that can scale. But like, I so respect the fact that our ads team is like the most conservative two dudes I've ever met.
I love it. I think they must be related to Parker.
They just like, that's the funniest thing you've said all week. And it only makes sense. Like, you guys haven't met them. We should honestly have them on the show, but
we really
kind of don't want you to know. I don't know if I want you to know who they are, though. because I don't want them to get busy with other clients.
If they're full, they're full. It's fine. They'll figure it out. They're conservative. They won't say yes if they can't.
That is a true, true statement right there. Mm-hmm. I just appreciate that
we'll just bleep out their names.
When they come on, we'll just bleep out their names. And welcome to the show. Bleep, bleep, and bleep. They have all this great stuff to share. You don't get to know who they are.
That would be so funny.
I don't know if they'd think it was funny. I mean, they might. They're pretty funny dudes.
I think we won't share who they are until the very end of the episode. So if people are like actually really serious about it, then they can wait until the end.
Yeah. That sounds like a solid plan. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I just appreciate how they've just taken such a streamlined, slow approach, because with the shift in ads, honestly, I heard Megan Mandel was on this like rant about how ads have changed in even just the last 12 months. Yeah. And while it's awesome to look at data and numbers from previous launches, it does not mean you are guaranteed the same results. If you do literally the exact same thing at the same time period.
No, I was talking to my dad the other day because I talked to my dad about a lot of business stuff. And so he was just asking how things were going in the funnel and whatever, summit stuff. And so I was just chatting with him about ads and our last launch, you know, this and that. And I said, 2019 has been the year of, you know, because we don't have like 2 weeks of data. We have years and launch after launch after launch after launch worth of data, where for many years it was consistent. Like mm-hmm. We're not just pulling it out of nowhere. So we like came to our fourth year of business armed with data, et cetera. And I said, but 2019 was the year where it was like, I'll take your data and I'm going to flip it upside down. And it's like, it's going to be the year that I prove you wrong with everything you touch. And so it's been a learning year for sure to be reminded, I think, that you cannot rely on it as heavily as we have at sometimes mm-hmm. where like, I wish that you could, because like, what else are you supposed to do? Right? Your gut.
mm-hmm. No, for sure. I think it's a great place to start, but it's just not guaranteed.
No.
So I think this might be a year in which we do less, but do those things very strategically.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we had in mind for this year. But when, like, I think we hedged our bets a couple of times that and it didn't end up very well, where like we had to make different decisions based on what we needed to see results wise. And so I want to go into this year truly like being very smart about where the money is coming from and making very intentional decisions, like literally not spending a second of our time on something that isn't going to directly like increase money.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it isn't necessarily that things we've done haven't increased revenue. It's just that some things that we did this year weren't necessarily as profitable as we had hoped. Like, because maybe we brought on a team member to help handle part of it, or I mean, all sorts of things.
Yeah. Because like in this business, I feel like a lot of people, like you plan your launches to fund your bank so you can then work behind the scenes for a couple of months. And then maybe you have another launch to get in more cash and you work behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. And like we tried to set up our 2019 in that way so we could do some of this behind the scenes stuff that we know needs to be done and we know is beneficial, but we just did not have the time or space. And so when we set ourselves up to be able to get that time and it just didn't go as planned, then you're like back to, you know, the drawing board and strategy and all that stuff that takes so much mental energy and time to do and set up that it leaves you with no other opportunity to optimize your fucking website, make sure automations are converting and like all of this
stuff. Well, I think at some point there has been time, but like the desire to work that often has not been there.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, cause you spend so much mental energy, like playing catch up or launching again or strategizing that you don't have the time or mental space to do other stuff like that.
Yeah. I think it's mostly been mental space. Because if I actually think about the hours I've worked this year,
whenever
it's
not- say time, we always have the time, literally the hours. But please respect within yourself too that like just because the time is there, if like you're in a weird headspace or just mentally exhausted, it might not happen.
Or it might not happen to the degree that it's useful. Like you do something and you're going to have to redo it because it was just,
So
we've done several things.
I want to talk about really quickly, like what we're going to be literally bringing to the meeting and how we're going to kind of structure mapping and talking and getting it all done. So we're going to meet, we haven't actually, have we decided where we're going to meet?
No.
So we'll pick a place that has coffee and food and we'll meet there physically. We'll both have our...
Because we normally we'll meet at a coffee shop, but when we have planning meetings, they're usually much longer. And so it's important have they food. Also have sustenance.
We'll both bring our laptops.
It's required. And it cannot be in either of our homes. It has to be an offsite location. Like that is so crucial to this process. You have to disrupt the like normal behavior so that you can really focus.
Yeah.
At least I think that's what it's for us.
Yeah. So we'll meet there. We'll both have our laptops, both have notebooks. Cause sometimes like we literally will draw map out kind of stuff. We tend to like brain dump a bunch just in a Google Doc initially, cause we're not getting into the weeds with strategizing, like making a whole launch plan for one thing. Like that's not what's really happening. We might end up doing part of that for the thing that we want to launch in January, if it makes sense, but we're really mapping out big picture, 2020, everything. And then this will be kind of interesting because now that we're using both Trello, Slack, and ClickUp, I will leave it up to Abby to decide where we take the information and then map it out digitally. So we like to, in ClickUp or Trello, map out our launches, our goals, our projects, et cetera, just like we teach you inside Trello for Business and inside Goal Crusher Club. So we'll do the same thing on the high level. We're not going to be mapping our day to day, but definitely like Q1 for sure. And then at least 2020 goals. They might not fall into like, we're definitely doing this Q2, but we're going to mark them and kind of see what next steps are. I would also see that we're mapping out delegations for our team. So like, because there are people here who can fulfill things off of our list, like mapping out what that might look like for them high level. And then like, that's it. Like setting the next date for like what needs to be broken down first.
Yeah. Well, and I think to dive a little bit more into like the weeds of how do we take something high level, break it down into an annual goal, quarters, projects, tasks, all of that, I know that that can feel a little bit overwhelming. And so if you have a desire to learn more about how we specifically address that process, you can go to goalcrusherclub.com and check out our membership that talks very specifically about planning, goal setting, and implementation, because that's the biggest piece. Now, in terms of what we will end up doing, we may not do that entire process in one sitting. This particular meeting is a high-level discussion on the entire year and will likely take several follow-up meetings to dive deeper into specific projects to really make sure we're focused in specific areas. Because if we try to do that all at once, none of it will be done well. So this is around like having a high level idea of everything. And then it might mean we need to set up a meeting with our community manager and we need to set up a meeting with our ops manager and all of that stuff and really just dive into what they're doing for us next year.
But we'll probably be together for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, at least. Yeah, probably. And I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, these days are like my favorite. While we're probably working consecutively more on that day than like a general day, it like I leave feeling a sense of clarity and energy and excitement about what's coming.
There's always something that like each of us are like really excited about for the new year and like most ready for and stuff like that. So it's definitely a good day.
Yeah.
We'll also be like rehashing this year as best we can. We will probably do another follow-up rehash in December or early January once we literally have all the data, because we won't get December's profit and loss until like mid-January. And so like truly look at 2019 as a whole. We'll probably have that meeting then and really see like our areas. But as you know, we will keep you guys in the loop when we do our profit reports here on the podcast. So definitely be listening to those. But if you guys are into your year-end planning and looking at 2020, especially if you guys got some amazing ideas from the summit about what to do, what not to do, and what to ask yourself and all that good stuff, we would love to hear it. Truly, we would love to hear what your 2020 goals are, what you're looking forward to the most. If you're cutting anything, what you're doing differently, if you could tell us over on Instagram in the DMs, we are there all the time. It's me and Abby in the DMs. So you're talking to us. So we can support you, cheer you on, hear what you're like putting out into the world and working on. And so you can have a buddy in the process. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great. I look forward to talking with you guys over there on Instagram. And I want to see when you guys are planning. So like take screenshots or not screenshots, photos. Oh my gosh. Next level. I mean,
take you might a take screenshot of your computer.
You might want that. Maybe. I don't know. If you're at a cute coffee
screenshot your coffee.
If you're at a cute coffee shop, take a photo, tag us over on Instagram. Let us know what you're working on. Let us know what your big plans are. We want to cheer you on. We'll see you on the flip side.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.